A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources. Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
Well, we often say, what's in a name? Well, when it comes to the Inflation Reduction Act, the answer, of course, is not a whole heck of a lot. The Congressional Budget Office says the bill won't have any impact on inflation other than maybe a little bump up in the first 2 years. And then over the next 10, a number indistinguishable from zero, I think, is the difference it will make on the inflation front. But that leads us to a more important question about what is in a name of all of these bills, and should there be a way to actually make sure that it is what it says it is? Bruce Yandell's the Distinguished Adjunct Fellow for the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, joins us on the line. Bruce, you had a great piece in The Hill recently talking about not just the Inflation Reduction Act, but do we really need to go to a truth in labeling expectation when it comes to bills coming out of Congress?
Boyd, good to hear your voice. How are you today?
Doing well. Hey, let's jump into this. Do you think we need to get to a truth in labeling? I guess we'd have to have a truth in labeling bill before we could actually enforce the names of the bills.
Well, I think it would be wonderful if we had a little more truth in labeling, but it's hard to imagine, Boyd, what kind of administrative agency, enforcement agency, might it take to police political speech, so to speak, and make certain that it is more truthful than not. That is, I think we need the outcome. It's hard to picture the policeman who would be working that beat and how that might actually function. Yeah. But I think finding ways to sound a bugle occasionally should help.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's vital that we get to that. You broke it down in terms of the Inflation Reduction Act, and of course, a lot of people are kind of scrambling over what that is and isn't. As you looked at it, if an agency like the FTC, you kind of went down that path, what would be the basis of an assessment on what we've seen come out in the Inflation Reduction Act?
Well, I think that we might picture the office that is currently part of OMB, the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, which has been around a long time, is part of the executive branch. That office, among other things, reviews newly proposed regulation and attempts to make regulation more cost-efficient, more effective, and so forth. But we might imagine that that agency would be given the responsibility to also look at titles, preambles, first paragraph, and look to see if the content of the regulation, or in this case legislation, fits its description and its title. Now, we know that this one had its name changed as it was making it through the legislative process. That is, it had been a Build Back Better bill, a nice alliterative phrase that was a part of President Biden's initial efforts to get legislation passed. But somewhere along the road, the title changed, and I would expect for good political reasons. There's a whole lot more worry today about inflation, particularly price of gasoline, price of energy, for all of us ordinary Americans. And to us, that's our inflation. Yeah. But inflation isn't about just one price going up or a category like energy seeing price increases. Inflation is when all prices taken together rise. So it's my guess that there were some politicians who said, if you'll change the name, then it'll be a whole lot easier to sell this, and I'll get behind it, and you have my support.
I think we see that in the business world all the time, and we often say that rebranding is often a good smoke and mirrors for for a failed production.
Yeah, but you know, if you get back to the Federal Trade Commission, we have a situation here where someone might come out with a new and improved brand of raisin bran, and people look in the box and they say, "Hey, but this doesn't have any raisins in it." And the response is, "Yes, but it's nutritious. It's wonderful bran. Raisins don't matter that much anyhow, and people need a nutritious product. So we're going to continue to call it Raisin Bran." So in a sense, we've got Raisin Bran with no raisins in the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. I think literally the politicians don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is a that is the perfect description of how that whole process seems to work. I've always wondered, and when I was back in D.C., I always wondered, you know, if we couldn't have, you know, something under the parliamentarian or something that could do just what you described in terms of title of the bill, the introductory paragraph, any preamble to it. And I was actually for, you know, can we do this one subject at a time so we're not throwing Raisin Bran and gasoline and the IRS all into the same soup?
Right, right. And you know, I think it's unfortunate on another level. That is, not only do we need to have things labeled in a descriptively accurate way for obvious reasons, this is very important legislation that has been passed. There are a huge number of things in this, more than 700 pages, and probably each category of things could be subject to debate, but nonetheless, this is a massive piece of legislation. And across the future now, in history, people will look back and talk about the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. We've got an odd name for something that focuses more on the environment, more on climate change, more on health care costs.
Yeah.
I think, wouldn't it be wonderful if it had a title befitting its content?
Sadly, that's becoming a radical thing in the branding that takes place in the political circles of all of this. And I think you raise another very important point, and that is that often, you know, these names and descriptors and the political talking points around it actually prevent us from both having a good debate about what it is in front of the American people, but it also prevents any kind of real accountability for the results on the back end.
Good point. Good point. We need more retrospective analyses. You know, I was thinking, for example, a massive piece of legislation that in some ways similar to this one, the Clean Air Act of 1970. Mm. That's still our basic clean air legislation, been amended many times, but it had a simple name, Clean Air Act. The name said what it was about, and people for decades could point to it as the foundation document for air quality improvements and control in the United States. And so you then could have a retrospective. Has the air gotten any cleaner or not? And what might determine progress or improvements so that we are still after the titled purpose of this important legislation? Unfortunately, what you and I are talking about now just, it doesn't look real pretty, but there's another piece to it, I think, Boyd, and it's a small piece. But in recent years, as measured by different kinds of surveys, trust in government has fallen precipitously.
Yeah.
Now, trust in a lot of other institutions has fallen as well. But things like this little episode we're talking about do not add to trust. It subtracts.
Yeah.
So that in a small way, government has become a little less trustworthy than it was before we have this misnamed legislation coming down the pike.
Yeah. Great insight, Bruce Yandell, Distinguished Adjunct Fellow for the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. Great insight, great discussion. I look forward to having you back soon and continuing the conversation, maybe with a little more truth in advertising. Thanks for joining us.
Boyd, it's been good talking with you. Thanks so much.
All right, all the best. All right, we're going to step aside for bottom of the hour news. When we come back, much more on Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Stick around.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.